Welcome to Busch Stadium in St. Louis, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the St. Louis Cardinals. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Bob Dernier. Batting second. The second baseman, Ryne Sandberg. Batting third. The left fielder, Gary Matthews. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Leon Durham. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Keith Moreland. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Ron Say. Batting seventh. The catcher, Jody Davis. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Larry Bowa. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Scott Sanderson. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Scott Sanderson. For the St. Louis Cardinals. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Willie McGee. Batting second. The shortstop, Ozzie Smith. Batting third. The third baseman, Terry Pendleton. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Andy Van Slyke. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Lonnie Smith. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Mike Jorgensen. Batting seventh. The catcher, Daryl Porter. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Bill Lyons. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Kurt Kepsheyer. Pitching for the St. Louis Cardinals, Kurt Kepsheyer. And now, play ball. Bob Dernier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dernier strikes out. One out. Ryne Sandberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sandberg hits a ball on the ground towards third. Pendleton fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Gary Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Sandberg. The throw from Porter and he is safe. Sandberg steals second. Gary Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews strikes out. Two outs. Leon Durham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Durham hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Lyons settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Willie McGee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGee hits a pop-up towards first. Durham settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ozzie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sandberg scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Terry Pendleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pendleton hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Andy Van Slyke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Van Slyke hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Pendleton moves to third. Lonnie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Pendleton scores. Van Slyke moves to second. It's 1-0, Cardinals. Mike Jorgensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jorgensen strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Cardinals 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Keith Moreland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moreland hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ron Say is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Say hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Lyons settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jody Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards third. Pendleton fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first. Double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Cardinals 1, and the Cubs nothing. the Cardinals will come to bat. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Sandberg settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Lyons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lyons strikes out. Two outs. Kurt Kepsheyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kepsheyer strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cardinals 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Larry Bauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauer hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Kepsheyer fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Scott Sanderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sanderson hits a pop-up towards first. Jorgensen catches it and steps on first to double up Bauer. Two outs. Bob Dernier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dernier is 0 for 1 in the game. Dernier takes first base on ball 4. Ryan Sandberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Dernier. The throw from Porter and he is out, Lyons applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cardinals 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Willie McGee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGee is 0 for 1 in the game. McGee hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Sanderson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ozzie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0 for 1 in the game. Smith hits a fly ball into left field. Matthews settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Terry Pendleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pendleton is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Pendleton hits a fly ball into right field. Moreland settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cardinals 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ryan Sandberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sandberg is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Sandberg strikes out. One out. Gary Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews is 0 for 1 in the game. Matthews hits a fly ball into center field. McGee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Leon Durham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Durham is 0 for 1 in the game. Durham hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Porter settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cardinals 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Andy Van Slyke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Van Slyke is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Van Slyke strikes out. One out. Lonnie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Smith hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Mike Jorgensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jorgensen is 0 for 1 in the game. Jorgensen hits a fly ball into right field. Moreland settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Smith moves to second. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0 for 1 in the game. Porter is walked intentionally. Bill Lyons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lyons is 0 for 1 in the game. Lyons takes first base on ball 4. Smith moves to third. Porter moves to second. Kurt Kepsheyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kepsheyer is 0 for 1 in the game. Kepsheyer hits a fly ball into left field. Matthews settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cardinals 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Keith Moreland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moreland is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Moreland hits a fly ball into left field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron Say is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Say is 0-for-1 in the game. Say hits a fly ball into left field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jody Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0-for-1 in the game. Davis hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Larry Bauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauer is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Bauer hits a fly ball into right field. Van Slyke settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cardinals 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Willie McGee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGee is 0-for-2 in the game. McGee hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Dernier. McGee reaches second base with a double. Ozzie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0-for-2 in the game. Smith bunts towards the mound. Sanderson fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. McGee moves to third. Terry Pendleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Smith. The throw from Davis and he is safe. Smith steals second. Terry Pendleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pendleton is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Pendleton hits a fly ball into right field. Moreland settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. McGee tags and scores. Smith tags and moves to third. One out. It's 2-0, Cardinals. Andy Van Slyke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Van Slyke is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Van Slyke hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Dernier. Van Slyke reaches second base with a double. Smith scores. It's 3-0, Cardinals. Warren Bruss-Starr now pitching. Lonnie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Smith hits a fly ball into center field. Dernier settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Jorgensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Davis for a passed ball. Van Slyke moves to third. Mike Jorgensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jorgensen is 0-for-2 in the game. Jorgensen hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Durham settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cardinals 3, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Danron pinch hits for Warren Bruss-Starr. Danron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ron hits a fly ball into center field. McGee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Dernier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dernier is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Dernier hits a fly ball into left field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ryne Sandberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sandberg is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Sandberg hits a ball on the ground towards third. Pendleton fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cardinals 3, and the Cubs nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Rich Bordy now pitching. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Porter hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bill Lyons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lyons is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Lyons hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bauer misplays the ball. That's an error on Bauer. Porter moves to second. Kurt Kepsheyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kepsheyer is 0 for 2 in the game. Kepsheyer bunts towards the mound. Bordy fields it and throws to first for the out. Porter moves to third. Lyons moves to second. One out. Willie McGee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGee is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. McGee is walked intentionally. Ozzie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Smith hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Porter scores. Lyons scores. McGee moves to second. It's 5-0, Cardinals. Ron Meredith now pitching. Terry Pendleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. McGee scores. Smith moves to third. It's 6-0, Cardinals. Terry Pendleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pendleton is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Pendleton is walked intentionally. Andy Van Slyke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Pendleton. The throw from Davis and he is safe. Pendleton steals second. Andy Van Slyke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Van Slyke is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Van Slyke hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Moreland, who is chasing the ball. Van Slyke reaches third base with a triple. Smith scores. Pendleton scores. It's 8-0, Cardinals. Lonnie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Smith strikes out. Two outs. Mike Jorgensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jorgensen is 0 for 3 in the game. Jorgensen strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cardinals 8, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Tito Landrum now playing left field. Gary Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews is 0 for 2 in the game. Matthews hits a fly ball into center field. McGee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Leon Durham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Durham is 0 for 2 in the game. Durham hits a fly ball into left field. Landrum settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Keith Moreland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moreland is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Moreland hits a fly ball into right field. Van Slyke settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cardinals 8, and the Cubs nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Porter hits a fly ball into left field. Matthews settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Lyons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lyons is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Lyons hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Kurt Kepsheyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kepsheyer is 0 for 2 in the game. Kepsheyer bunts in front of the plate. Davis fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Willie McGee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGee is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. McGee hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bauer fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cardinals 8, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ron Say is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Say is 0-for-2 in the game. Say hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jody Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smith fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Larry Bauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauer is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Bauer hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Thad Bosley pinch hits for Ron Meredith. Thad Bosley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bosley hits a pop-up towards first. Jorgensen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cardinals 8, and the Cubs nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Tom Verizer now playing third base. Steve Lake now catching. Bill Johnson now pitching. Ozzie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sandberg scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Terry Pendleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pendleton is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Pendleton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bauer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Andy Van Slyke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Van Slyke is 3-for-4 in the game, with a single, a double, and a triple. He's got three RBIs. Van Slyke hits a fly ball into center field. Dernier settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cardinals 8, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Bob Dernier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dernier is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Dernier hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ryne Sandberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Dernier moves to second. Ryne Sandberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sandberg is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Sandberg strikes out. One out. Gary Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews is 0-for-3 in the game. Matthews hits a ball on the ground towards first. Jorgensen scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Matthews for the out. Dernier moves to third. Two outs. Leon Durham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Durham is 0-for-3 in the game. Durham hits a fly ball into center field. McGee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, St. Louis Cardinals, 8, and Chicago Cubs, 0. Goodbye from Busch Stadium in St. Louis.